All right, good morning. Today's daf is Yevamah's daf. Nun Beis, we're going to finish up with a discussion at the bottom of Nun Aleph Amud Aleph, where we were discussing the shitos, the five different shitos that all hold that Maimer is Kona Kinyan Gomer. And what we saw was yesterday was that when we say Maimer Kona Kinyan Gomer, we don't necessarily mean Kinyan Gomer, but we mean Kinyan Chashav. We mean that Maimer is effective to a certain extent, to affect an acquisition, just as kedushin would be effective. And then turning to Nun Beis Amud Aleph, we again continue in our discussion of the Mishnah, dissecting line by line the various cases in the Mishnah. We linger a little bit on the concept of Maimar Ubal, a case where a person does Maimar and then actually does Bia and then tries to perform the Mitzvah of Yibam. When we start talking about the concept of doing a Kedushin with Bia without Kesef and Shtar, and how Rav would give Malkus Mardus to somebody who did that because it's a pretzistika way to be Makadesh a woman. The Gemara then discusses a little bit about the procedure of Maimar, and then turning to Nun Beis Amud Beis, The Gemara then continues on in the section of the Mishnah, again the various cases where you do Chalitza, Maimar in various orders, etc., etc. So we're going to pick up from Nun Aleph, Amud Aleph, about 2, 4, 6, 8 lines up from the bottom of the page, where we're at Ben Azai. So the third word in the line, Ben Azai. So Ben Azai, Tanya. Well, how do we know that Ben Azai says that Maimar is Kone Kinyan Gomer? Tanya, Ben Azai Omer, Yesh Maimar Achar Maimar. There is a case of Maimar Achar Maimar, B'Shnei Yevamin V'Yevama Achas, by 2 Yevamin and 1 Yevama. So in other words, if there are 2 Yevamin, then they could each do Maimar on the Yevama, because each one will be doing Maimar for the first and only time. They Maimar Achar Maimar B'Shnei Yevamas V'Yevama Echad. However, there is no case of Maimar Achar Maimar when there are 2 Yevamos and 1 Yevam. And the reason is because the 1 Yevam can only effect one act of Yibum or one act of Kedushin with his Yevama. Because once he does it once, he can't do it again. In fact, if he does it again, he's going to violate the Isser of Eshes Ach. And what we say over here is that there is no Maimar Achar Maimar when there's 1 Yavam and 2 Yavamas. Once the Yavam does Maimar on the first woman, he can't then go and do a Maimar on the second woman, because once he's done the Maimar on the first, he's already effected the entire Kinyan that he can effect. So this is a Raya, again, that Ben Azai holds, that Maimar is Kone Kinyan Gomer. Good, Rav Nechemia. And what's the Raya that Rav Nechemia holds this way as well? Tithnan, Rav Nechemia Omer, Achas Be'ila, whether it's Be'ila of Achas Chalitza, and whether it's chalitza, bein betchila, bein be'emtza, bein besof, whether the bia or the chalitza is the first thing that you do, or if it's done in the middle or at the end of a sequence, ein acharei haklum, then there is nothing that can take effect after that act of bia or after that act of chalitza. And we saw yesterday, va bia psula, and bia psula, in other words, bia psula is a bia that's done be'emtza, besof, it's done after, let's say you give a get, and then you do the bia. The bia is going to be a bia psula. So a bia psula, we know, is the chemaimer shavio rabbanan, is like a drabbanan dika. The rabbanan made it like a maimer. Viktani enachare aklum. Yet we say enachare aklum, meaning that if you have a bia psula and you do the bia psula, then you are not able to do anything after the bia psula, because that bia psula, which is like a maimer, affects the entire kinyan that you can basically affect, and therefore precludes any subsequent act from taking hold. So again, here's a raya that Rav Nechemia holds that Maimar is Kone Kinyan Gomer. Good. So says the Gemara. So Ketzad Asa Maimar. So says the Gemara like this. And just to understand what the Gemara is saying, it's beneficial to turn back to the Mishnah. So what the Mishnah had said was, it introduces to the Shita of Rav Gamliel, and he said, "Ein get achar get, v'lo Maimar achar Maimar." That there is not. You can't have a get achar get. You can't have Maimar achar Maimar. And then we were introduced to the sheet of the Chachamim, Murcholek, and said, "Yesh get achar get, v'yesh maimer achar maimer, avalo achar bila, avalo achar litza klum." And then it says, "Ketzad." So what's the case? Asa maimer biyavimtov and asan laget. So the Gemara is going to say that's a little strange, because we were introduced to a machlokas, Rav Gamliel and the Chachamim, in get achar get, or yesh get achar get. And then the Mishnah said, ketzad, so what's the case? So you would expect the Mishnah to be discussing a case of get achar get, or maimer achar maimer, and then it said, ketzad, well, let's say says, and then the Mishnah instead says, Ketzad asa maimer b'ivimtov and asa la get. So what's the case? Ketzad, you do maimer and then you give the get. So the Gemara says, Hi get archa getu. This is not a case of get archa get. We were introduced to a machlokas, what happens by get archa get, and now you start talking to me about a case of get archa maimer. It doesn't make sense. It's a non sequitur, says the Gemara. So I'm a Rav Yehuda hachi kamar. So this is, so Rav Yehuda says, this is what the Mishnah means to say. Get archa get, umaimer archa maimer, kid amran. A case of get archa get, and maimer archa maimer is, as we said, yavam echad, Viyavama achas. So by the case of yavam echad viyavama by the case of yavam echad and yavama achas, but by the case of yavam echad and yavama achas, ketzad hatarasan. How was she released? So in other words, you have to read into the Mishnah. The Mishnah is not asking what's the case of get achar get or maimer achar maimer, because the case of get achar get or maimer achar maimer is self-explanatory. We know what that is. But the case is, the question is, of the Mishnah, let's say you have only one yavam and one yavama, how is she released? So how is she released? We know how she's released. She's released usually with chalitza. But we also saw that if a guy does a maimer on the woman before he does, if a guy does a maimer on the woman, then she requires both a get and a chalitza. She needs a chalitza in order to sever the zika, and she needs a get in order to sever the maimer, in order to sever the kedushin d'rabbanan that's chal with the maimer. So explains the Gemara, that's what the Mishnah is asking. So yavam echav yavam achas ketzad atarasan, how she released? Well, also maimer b'yavimto v'nasan lo get. If you did maimer on the yavama and then you gave her a get to break the maimer, tzrichach emenu chalitza, she nevertheless requires a chalitza from him. So that's the way we explain the case that the Mishnah sets up. So says the Gemara Vayter, five lines down on Nudbeis Amid Aleph. So also Maimer or Baal. If you do Maimer and then you do the Bia, then Areyu Kamitzvasa. So that's the mitzvah of Yibam. So says the Gemara like this. Lema Maseile Le Rav Huna. So let's say this is a riot to Rav Huna. Diyama Rav Huna, because Rav Huna says Mitzvahs Yivama, the mitzvah of Yibam is Mekadesh V'yachar Kach Boel. Is that you have to be Mekadesh, and after that, you do the bias. In other words, what's the Mekadesh? The Mekadesh is Maimer, because Maimer is the Kedushin Derabbanan that happens by Yibam. So, and we're asking, what's the way to do the mitzvah? So the way to do the mitzvah is, you're supposed to do the Maimer, and then you do the bia. So it's a riot to Rav Huna. So says the Gemara, no, it's not a riot to Rav Huna. In Ema Avzeh Kemitzvasa. Maybe what the Mishnah means when it says that Areyu Kemitzvasa is not that the only way to be Mekayim the mitzvah is if you do the bia achar Maimer. It's that if you do the bia achar maimer, then it is also doing the mitzvah, but is not necessarily the case that you must do the maimer before you do the bia, which is what Rav Huna says. So says the Gemara, pshita. Well, it says the Gemara, it's pashat. Well, what do you? So what's the chiddush then? That if I do the bia achar maimer, then that's also a good way of doing the mitzvah. Why shouldn't it be a good way of doing the mitzvah? Says the Gemara like this: because I would have thought that since Mar says osa maimer b'yivimto, that anybody who does maimer with his yivama parchoi meno zikas yivamin v'chala alav zikas erusin, it has the effect of transferring the zikas yivamin into a zikas erusin. In other words, the zikas yivamin goes away, and in its place is the zikas erusin, which is created through the Maimer Venesuin, Azikas Erisin Venesuin, same alav mitzvah kavid. So I might think, therefore, that you're not doing the mitzvah. So because what you're supposed to do, what's supposed to happen when you're doing the mitzvah of Yivam is that you're actually supposed to be capitalizing on the Zikas Yavamin, not the Zikas Erisin that you then created. Kamash Malan, that is the way of doing the mitzvah. If you do the Maimer and replace, in a sense, the Zikas Yavamin with the Zikas Erisin, it's still the way of doing the mitzvah, then you go ahead and do the Yibam. So the Rishonim just point out that Rav Huna's view is really undisputed, that this is a way of being Mekayim the mitzvah, and therefore, la halacha, they paskin, back when people used to do Yibam, that what you're actually supposed to do is you're supposed to do Maimer before you do Yibam. And we're going to see right here in the Gemara, it's based on the Gemara, that it's an inappropriate way of starting a relationship if you go right in to the kedushin al yedei bia. So that's inappropriate. We're going to see right now. So gufa amar Rav Huna. So mitzvah zivamin. So what's the mitzvah of yibam? Mekadesh v'achar kach boal. So first you do kedushin, and after that you have bia. Vim boal v'yasa maimer. And if you are boal and then do maimer, kana. And then you're kona. So says the Gemara, that makes no sense. In baal v'asa maimer, pshita da kanya b'bia. So if you do the bia first and then you do the maimer, you're kona. Of course you're Kone, because you were Kone her when you did the Bia. Forget about the Mimer. The Mimer that you do after the Bia is an empty, it's an empty action. It's totally unnecessary. It's superfluous. So says the Gemara, Ella Ema Imbal Below Mimer Kana. So what we mean to say is, so what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to do an act of Kedushin and then an act of Bia. But if you just did the act of Bia, then you're Kone. Says the Gemara, but is that true? Vatanya Loke. We see that you get Malkus if you just go ahead and do the Bia without doing a Kedushin first, if you do the Yibam without doing a Kedushin first. And Rashi explains that since you get Malkus, or since the Gemara's assumption is, as of now, that you get Malkus only for violating an Isser Doraisa, that if we're going to give you Malkus for violating an Isser Doraisa, it's mashma that you're doing something wrong. And that with the Bia, you're not Kone, your brother's ex-wife, and that's why you're getting Malkus. So the Gemara assumes that you're getting Malkus because you're violating an Isser of Eshazach. So how can you tell me that you're Kone if you just do the Bia without the Maimer? If I'm Kone, why in the world am I getting Malkus? Says the Gemara, Malkus Mardus Midarabanan. You're not getting Malkus Midaraisa. Midaraisa, when you have Bia with the Yavama, you are Kone her. So there is no Isser of Eshazach, there's no Isser Kares. The reason that you're getting Malkus is because you're a Porutz, because you're, because this is a promiscuous way to behave, and the Rabbanan require that you do Maimer, the Chachamim require that you do Maimer before doing the Yibam, just for the sake of propriety. Now, since the Maimer is not required on a Daraisa level, you're going to be Kona the woman, you're going to be Kona your Yavama, if you just do the Bia, even without the Maimer, but because they said that you're supposed to do the Maimer before the Bia, They give Malkus Mardus Midrabanan if you skip the step of Maimer. So where do we see a similar concept? The Rav Mangid, because Rav used to give Malkus Mardus Midrabanan Amanda Mekadesh Bibia to one who would be Mekadesh Bibia without a Kesef Ishtar proceeding, or without, for example, over here, a Maimer preceding the Yibum, Umanda Mekadesh Beshuka, and one who would be Mekadesh a woman in the Shuk, again, because it's not the Derech of Tzenuin, it's not proper to be Mekadesh a woman in such a public place, in such a casual manner, Umanda Mekadesh Blo Shaduchi, and one who's Mekadesh a woman without Shaduchi here is an agreement regarding marriage. In other words, without an agreement that stipulates what's going to happen and who's going to take what nechasim, again, because it's considered inappropriate, says Rashi. Umanda mevatel gita, and Rav would also give makas mardis rabbanan to one who would be mevatel a get. So what's the case? So Rashi explains, let's say you send a get to your wife, al yedei shaliach, and before the shaliach gets to your wife, you're mevatel the get. Now, nobody knows that you've been mevatel the get, but really the get's not going to have any effect because the husband already was mevatel the get. But the shliach and the woman, not knowing that the get was batel, the shliach is going to give the get to the woman, and on the koach of the get, the woman is going to go get married to another husband, she's going to have other kids, and it's going to turn out that those kids are mamzerim because the get that she received was never effective because this husband was mevatel the get outside the presence of the shliach and outside the presence of his wife. So that's why Rav says it's a big takala that could come from this. And so Rav would give makos mardus to a guy who would be mevatel the get, uman de maser mado agita, and also on one who is ma'arer on a get. In other words, one who casts aspersions on a get. So Rashi points out here, even though the get still valid, even if a person is Masar Mada on a get, even though the get's still valid, it does cast aspersions on the validity of the get, and therefore it would cast aspersion and suspicion on the children resulting from her next marriage. And because it's unfair that he's casting the get in this light, it's unfair that he's calling into question this get, and therefore the status of the children of the woman from her second marriage, Rav would give Makas Mardes Rabbanan to anybody who would be Masar Madan on a get, Uman de Pakid Shlichad Rabbanan, and one who disrespects a Shliach de Rabbanan. So Rashi over here says a Shliach de Rabbanan means a Shliach Beis Din, that if a Shliach Beis Din comes If a shliach based and comes to summon you to court, for example, then you're not supposed to deride him. You're not supposed to disrespect him. Tosfos disagrees over here. Tosfos in the middle of the page, Dibra Maskel Dimispaker, he says, Kakir Sasakuntris, that it's by a shliach basin. Vieshvarim Shekotzabem Mad Mitzar Shliach Drabanan. Any shliach Drabanan who you disrespect, you violate this, this edict of Rav. Vechen Kosa Becholas Form, Parakama Dictution. Ami Ugam Shom, Parish Pekuntris, Shliach Drabanan, Shliach Basin. Veneer the Bechol Shliach Drabanan, Yesh Lilkos. Tosfos says, no, it's lav dafka shliach basin. Even if you're not an official shliach basin, if the chachamim send somebody to do their will or to spread their word or to enforce one of their rules, and you disrespect that shliach rabbanon, be he a shliach basin officially or not, Rav would give makas mardis midrabbanon. Umad shoy shamta drabbanon alei atalsin yomin. Back in the Gemara, and one who lets a shamta drabbanon, a summons to Beistin, languish for 30 days without acting on the summons, v'lo asi lebeidin of a taval, and he does not come to Beistin to appeal the summons, l'shamte, to appeal his summons, because again, you're disrespecting the Beistin process. That's why Rav would give the malkas there in that case. V'alchasna d'dor bechamue, and also on a son-in-law who lives in the house of his in-laws. And Rashi explains over here because we're afraid of pritzas chshuda ha'isa chamosa mimenu, because we're afraid that he's going to have an illicit relationship with his mother-in-law. So the Rishonim already are medayin, and we'll see it's actually in the Gemara in a couple of lines how to be malamed zchus. Apparently they used to have a minig that after a guy would get married to a girl, he would take up residence in his in-law's house for some period of time after the marriage. And the Gemara were saying that Rav would give malchus to somebody who would live in his in-law's house because we're afraid of an illicit relationship developing between the chassan and his mother-in-law. So how was it that they were able to have these living arrangements? So we'll see in a couple of lines in the Gemara. We'll explain this. So says the Gemara, the door in the chalav lo, about halfway down, that does he only give malchus if he lives in the house of his in-laws, but not if he passes by? But there was a guy who did so much as pass by the entrance to the doorway of his in-laws' house, and Rav Sheshes gave him makos mardes rabbanan. So says the Gemara, that was an extreme case. Ahu made them havidayim machmase. That guy was already suspected of having an illicit relationship with his mother-in-law. So if the guy was already suspected of having such a relationship with his mother-in-law, and then is going to put himself in a position where people are going to assume the worst, so this guy deserves a malchus. But for a guy who's not such a lecherous person, who's not suspected of having a relationship with his mother-in-law, for a normal guy, they would only give malchus if he lives in his in-law's house, not so much if he stops by. It is kedai, even according to the Gemara, to stop by your in-law's house every so often. So Nardoi Yamri, so the Nardoi say, Bekulu lo mangid Rav. Rav would not give Makas Mardis Rabbana to this whole list of people. It's like 8-10 people who Rav would give Malkus to. Not so. The only time he would give Malkus is the Makadesh Bebiya Uvelo Sheduchi. That if you are Makadesh Bebiya and without the marriage arrangement settled in advance. In other words, the only time out of all these cases where he gives Makas Mardis Rabbanan is the guy who does the Makadesh Bebiya without the marriage agreement. Vigadamri, Afilu B'Sheduchi, Nami, Mishim Pritusa. It's got nothing to do with the marriage agreement. Don't make the marriage agreement, you know, the fulcrum issue here. The real issue is that your Makadesh Bebiya, is that your first exposure to your wife in acquiring your wife for the purposes of Kiddushin should not be with Bia. The menschliche thing is to do Kesef Ishtar, to first sort of, you know, ease into the acquisition before you go right ahead with the Bia. So we had mentioned, again, the Rishonim try to, the Rishonim try to be Malamed Tzchus on people who have the minug of living in their in-law's house for some period of time after they get married, and they point to this statement of the Narada, because even though we have this whole list initially in the Gemara of everybody who Rav would give Malkus to, it turns out that he would only give Malkus according to the Narada, only to one who's Mekadesh Bebiya below Shiduchi, or even Makadish Rabia with Shiduchi, according to the Ikadamri, but he wouldn't give Malkus to somebody who would live in his in-law's house, and that's why the Rishonim felt that it was appropriate the minig that people had to live in their in-law's house for some period of time after they got married. So says the Gemara Viter, so Tanu Rabbanan. So Kates and Maimer. What's the case of Maimer? So Nason lo kesef or shava kesef. So if you give kesef or shava kesef. So that's, in other words, how do you do Maimer? So the Gemara is basically saying, how do you do Maimer? It's like you do basic Kedushin. What do you do when you do Kedushin? You give the woman something of kesef or shava kesef, and you say, harayat mikudeshasli. So that's the same way you do the Maimer. So bishtar ketzad, and bishtar ketzad, says the Gemara, bishtar ketzad. Bishtar, what do you mean bishtar ketzad? So the Gemara now is under the misimpression that when it asks bishtar ketzad, it's asking, and what's written in a ksuba? Let's say you want to be mekadesh a woman with a shtar, what's written in the shtar? So ketzad kedamrin, it's as we said, kosev lalanai or lacheres, he writes on a piece of paper or on a shard of pottery, afal pi she'en bo shavah pruta, even though the shard of pottery doesn't have shavah pruta. So parenthetically, why does the Gemara say afal pi she'en lo shavah pruta? So Rashi says, because if it had a shavah pruta, if the nayar or the cheres had a shavah pruta, then you don't need a shtar. Then this is already considered kesef or shavah kesef. So if you're giving the woman something written on a shtar that's already more than a shavah pruta, irrespective of what's written on the shtar, you've already been mekadesher with a dover shel shavah kesef. But you write on the cheres or on the nayar harayat mekadeshesli. So you write harayat mekadeshesli. So we know how you're mekadesh a woman with a shtar. So why are you asking me about these procedures? Samar Abaye, Abaye says, no, you're misunderstanding. Hachi kamar, shtar ksuvas yevamin ketzad. What's the shtar ksuvas yevamin? In other words, the question is not in a regular case of kedushin if I want to be mekadesh a woman with a shtar. I know what to write. The same thing that I say when I give the woman a piece of kesef or shavah kesef, I write on the shtar when I give the woman a shtar. The question is, let's say I want to do maimer yevamim with a shtar. What then do I write on that shtar? So, kosev lo, ana ploni bas ploni, ana ploni bar ploni, kabilis yas ploni yevimti, alai lozon ulefarnasa karoi, uvavache de ksubasa al nichse bala harishon, that what you write is basically, I, the yevam, want to do kedushin on the Yavama, and I am accepting upon myself to be mefarnes her, so long as I'm able to stipulate that the ksuba, should I divorce her, the ksuba would be paid out of the nechassim of her first husband. V'les le'merishon. However, what if the first husband doesn't have any nechassim to pay the ksuba? Then in that case, kinu l'rabbanah misheni. Then the rabbanah were misakin that she gets a ksuba from the second husband, from the yavam, k'dei shelote kala b'nei lotzia, so that it should not be easy in his eyes to divorce his wife and send her out to the street. So that's why we make sure that she will be protected by requiring him to fund the ksuba if he later on divorces her. So generally speaking, Rabbi Leibowitz has mentioned over the past couple of days, there is a fundamental machlokas rishonim whether ksuba is daraisa or ksuba is drabanan. So there is a machlokas, ksuba might be drabanan, but it comes out, and I think Rabbi Leibowitz explained in the name of Rabbi Michael Rosenzweig, if I recall correctly, that even according to the shitas that say that ksuba drabanan, the concept of shalote kala b'nei lotzia, that is an inyan of derecha d'archei noam, that's an inyan midaraisa. How the Chachamim acted on that general concept of kedei shalote kala b'nei lotzia, whether they were mesaking ksuba, yeah, the tikkun of ksuba might be a takana drabanan, but the idea of shlotei kala b'nei lotzia, that already is a bedrock principle midaraisa. Good. So says the Gemara Vayter. So boy mine Abaye me Rava. So Abaye asks a kasha from Rava. Nosan la get v'amar. If a guy gives his wife a get, and he says to her, Harayat megoreshes heimeni v'at mutaris l'kolada mahu, that you're divorced from me, but you're not mutter to marry, anybody else. So what is the halacha? So what does it mean? What's the halacha? So Rashi explains that this type of get would not release her from marriage. Why? Because the only get that's effective to release her from marriage is a get that affects a divorce from her husband and a get that is mater her in that act to every other person. The question is, we had said that let's say you have a yavam and a yavama, and you give the yavama a get, then you are going to be usher to her relatives and she's usher to your relatives, much like if you do chalitza to her, you're going to be usher to her relatives and she's usher to your relatives. So let's say you give her a get that says, you're divorced from me, but you're not muteras l'chol adam. is that get considered to be a sufficient get? Is that considered to be a valid get for the purpose of causing her relatives to become usher to you and for the purpose of causing your relatives to become usher to her? That's the kasha in the Gemara. So it says this, and for the Gemara, so it says the Gemara, get yevamad rabbanan hu. So the whole concept of get yevama, the whole concept of giving a get, of the get yevama, assuring her relatives on him and his relatives on her, is only the Rabbanan Dika concept. So the Mahani Beishas Ish, Mahani Bi Yavama. So a get that will work by an Eishas Ish would work for a Yavama to assur each other's relatives on the other. And get Lo Mahani Beishas Ish, Lo Mahani Bi Yavama. And a get that doesn't work by an Eishas Ish, a get that wouldn't work to affect a divorce, shouldn't work to cause the relatives of the Yavam and the Yavama respectively to become usher to one another. So do we say that way? Odilma osilach lufe begita. Or are we afraid that they are going to make a mistake between this type of invalid get and a valid get? And if we permit the Yavam to marry the relatives of the Yavama after he gives this type of get, we're afraid that he also might come to marry her relatives and she might come to marry his relatives even after he gives her a legitimate bona fide get. So are we afraid of that? Samar Leis, it says the Gemara in the last skinny line, Chashina Dilmasi Lach Lutfe Begita. We're afraid that people might come to mistake this get with a valid get. And therefore, even if the Yavam gives the Yavama such an invalid get like this, that would not take effect, that would not have any effect if there were an actual marriage, still he's also in her relatives and she's also in his relatives. Again, Rashi says this is only by a case of Yibam. By a case of marriage, the get is totally invalid. It's not as if it's a partially valid get. This type of get is totally invalid. It's without consequence. The Maskifla Rabba Bar Hanan. So Rabba Bar Hanan asks Akasha, Elamiata, Yovla Naira Bialma, but in that case, if the Yavam gives the Yavam a stama piece of paper that's blank, Hachinami de Pasla, is it also the case that we're going to say that his relatives are usher to her and her relatives are usher to him? Because maybe people will come to confuse a case where you give the woman a blank piece of paper with a case where you give the woman an actual bona fide get. Should we take it to that extreme? So it says the Gemara Malay, Asam la pasul bakuna, hacha pasul bakuna. No. If you're doing such an empty act, then that's meaningless. If you give the woman stam a blank piece of paper, you are not going to have the ability to pasul her lakuhuna. And therefore, since it doesn't pasul her lakuhuna, it also doesn't have the effect of making the relatives usher on each other. But if you give the woman a get and say that you're megareshes from me, but you're not muteres l'chal adam, even though it's an invalid get, that type of get would passel her from marrying a kohen. And since it passels her the kahuna, it also assers her to the relatives of her yavam. Tanya, four lines up from the bottom, V'isha grusha me'isha lo yikachu. It says by a kohen, V'isha grusha me'isha, a woman who's divorced from her husband lo yikachu, afilu lo nezgarsha, ela me'isha lo yikachu. Even if she's only divorced from her husband, you cannot take her out. You cannot take her, rather. The kohen cannot marry her. So how can it be that she's only divorced from her husband? So that's the case where the husband gave her a get and said that you're megareshes from me, but you're not muteres l'chal adam. Still that case, she is psula l'kuhuna. V'hainu re'ach ha-get she'posel b'kuhuna. And says the Gemara, that is the case of re'ach ha-get that posels l'kuhuna. So in other words, why is it re'ach ha-get? It's re'ach ha-get because the get's not valid. Yet, it's posel l'kuhuna. So when you have a re'ach ha-get that's posel l'kuhuna, then if you give that same type of get to your yavama, then it has the ability to asser her relatives. But if you're going to give something that's not even like a re'ach ha-get, like if you give a blank piece of paper, that which doesn't cause a psul lakuna also will not cause the relatives of the yavam and yavama to become usher to one another. Good. So Amar Rami Bar Chama, Hare Amru, Amar Echad Lavler. They said that if a person says to a sofer, Ksuv get la rusasi lecheshe echnesena agarshena. Write a get. This guy's a very romantic guy. He says, write a get to my arusa, so that when I do nisuin with her, I could divorce her. So I raise a get. So this is a get. Why is it a get? The guy's not married yet when he has the get written. Mimnesha biyado lagarsha, because he could divorce her. What does it mean? Because you could also divorce a woman from erusin. If you have erusin without nisuin, you could also give a get to terminate the erusin. So since it's biyado lagarsha, he could write the get on the stipulation that it will take effect after he actually marries her, then it'll immediately divorce her. Uli'isha ba'alma, turning over to Nambez and Mabez, Uli'isha ba'alma ain't get. However, if he goes to the sofer and says, do me a favor, I'm not married, I'm not engaged to anybody, write a get from me to a certain woman so that after I marry her, I could divorce her. And he has no current relationship with that woman, then ain get. Why? Mimnesha ain biyada lagarsha. Because you have no shaykhas to being megarish her. You can only be megarish somebody who you have a relationship with, either an erusin or an ensuin. Here you got nothing with her, and therefore this get is totally invalid. So boy Rami Bar Chama, Rami Bar Chama asks Akasha, Liyavimto mahu, what about the Yavama? So Kivan, so let's say you let's say and Rashi explains here. Kosfu kodem shakonsach shakonsa nasan lamao shetishkarishba. Let's say you write a get to your yavama before your konis or before you have bia with her that she should be divorced after you take her in yibam. So what's the halacha? So kivan dagida be karusa dami. Since there's a zika, it's as if she's like his arusa, and just like you're allowed to write a get for your arusa to take effect after the nesuin, so too you are allowed to write a get to your yavama to take effect after the yibam. Odilma kivan dlo aveba maimer lo. Or maybe since you didn't do maimer, since there is no arusa type connection here, that yes, there is a zikas yavamin, but there is no erusin, maybe you are not in a position where you can write the get to take effect after the nesuin. Teku, so the Gemara leaves this as a kasha. So boy Rav Chanani, Rav Chanani asks another kasha. Kosov get lezikoso velo lama amaro. Let's say a person does mimer, and then he writes a get lezikoso, in other words, he has intent that the get should terminate the zika, but not the mimer relationship, or lama amara velo lezikaso, or that the get should terminate the mimer relationship, but not the zika relationship. So mahu. So what's the halacha here? So mimer ilave zika karami. That now he has the mimer, that the mimer takes effect on the zika. So he has now both the koach ha mimer and the koach ha zika. Vavale kemegaresh chatzi isha. And therefore, when he writes the get to sever only the mimer, only the zika, it's as if he's being megarish only half a woman. And if a person divorces half a woman, then it's totally ineffective, because here he's intending with a get only to terminate half of the koach of the relationship here. Odilma, or do we say no? The koach ha-maimer takes place independent of the koach ha-zika, and therefore you can terminate one without the other. So why don't we answer this kasha from Rava? Diyama Rava. Because Rava says, Nasan get lama maro, if you give a get to your maimar, then hutra tsarasa, then her tsara is mutter. So what's this case? So Rashi gets into this case. So basically, the case is, let's read the Rashi inside. The Rashi is, the case is difficult to understand. So it's nothing get lamamaro, it's about a third of the way down. So it's nothing get lamamaro, velola zikoso, so gabe zikas bezivam, and gimelach and esuin gimel nachros. You have three brothers married to three women who are unrelated. One of them dies. Ruvain dies, vasaba sheni mimer. Shimon does mimer with Ruvain's wife, umes, and then Shimon dies. All right, so then both Ashes Ruvain and Ashes Shimon fall before Levi. Hara'elu cholzos. Then these are cholzos v'lo misyamos. V'kama Rava alea, and Rava says on this, nosan get lamamaro, and the reason is because you can only have yibam with somebody who's coming to you from one house. However, Ashes Ruvain, who Shimon did a mimer on, is now coming to you from two houses. Because when she falls to Levi to Yibam, she's coming mekoach her marriage to Ruvain, and mekoach, she's also like a shtickel widow of Shimon. She's coming mekoach the mimer that Shimon did. So she's coming mekoach two people, and therefore she's ineligible for Yibam. The Kamar Rava Allah, Nasan get lama maro, but if you gave a get to your mimer, v'yachar kach meis, then hutra ishto harishona, then the first wife becomes mutter, she tsarasa liyachav asheni, dilo getavi, because if it wouldn't be a get, asur la mishum zika shnei yavamin. Alma haylechudekai midahani gitala shariyat sarasa la'achiv hasheni v'huavidin gufanami shari la'achiv el demeschafav balas get gomer. Okay, good. So basically what Rashi says is that we see Rava's shita is that if you give a get to your maimar, then it causes the tzara, causes the co-wife of the maimer to be considered as if she is coming only from mekoach of one dead brother. So we see, therefore, basically what we're supposed to take away is that we see from the shita of Rava that the get is effective to terminate whatever the maimer creates here. Because hoter tzarasa. So says the Gemara, you're right, la Rava pshita lei, la Rav Chananya mi boy lei mai. According to Rava's pasha, that the get is effective to terminate the mimer. But what about Rav Chananya? So we say it's a teku. So the Gemara leaves it as a kasha. Good. So says the Gemara Vayter, cholas v'yasa mimer. So let's say you do chalitza and then you do mimer. So what the Mishnah had said is that ein achar chalitza klum. There's nothing that can take effect after a chalitza. Zomer Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Zudiver Rav Akiva. This is the shita of Rav Akiva. Diamar ein kedushin tofsa mechayv elavin. It says that ein kedushin tofsa mechayv elavin. So what's the chayv elavin here? So we said earlier when we explained the Mishnah that if a person does chalitza on a woman, then there's a lav, there's an iser that takes effect of kivan shalabana shuvlo yibane. That once you decided that you were not going to build your brother's house, you may no longer build your brother's house. And therefore, if you try to do a mimer, if you try to do an act of kedushin on this woman, it would be a kedushin that for which you would be over on a chayve lav. Rabbi Kiva says, "Ein kedushin tofsim b'chayve lav," and that's why the mimer after the chalitza is ineffective. Avol chachamim omrim yeshachar chalitza klum, but the chachamim say that yeshachar chalitza klum, that acts can take effect after chalitza. So it says the Gemara, Mimotzes Mukmalak Ravi Kiva, can we set up our mission like Ravi Akiva? Vaktani Reisha, but we say in the Reisha, Nosan get viasa maimar, if you give a get and you do maimar, then Sricha get v'chalitza, then you require get v'chalitza, the Ravi Akiva, and if it's Ravi Akiva, Kivan diavla get, Mimahani ba maimar, if you gave her a get initially, then Lechora, that get should have caused the Isser of Kivan Shalabana, Shulva Yibana to take effect. And if the get caused the Isra of Kivan Shalabana Shulva Yibana to take effect, the mimer that you did subsequent to that get should be ineffective. So why do you then require a get to dissolve that mimer? That mimer should have been ineffective. V'atanya Rav Akiva Amar Minayin Lenosen Get Liyavimto Shenesra Lov Alamis. Rav Akiva said, how do I know that if I give a get to my Yavama, then she's Asur on me forever? Shenemra Layucha Bala Harishana Shoshocha Achar Shiluach. That you are not allowed to take this woman again after you send her away. So again, according to Rabbi Akiva, if there should be an Isser Lav that's Chal, and if there's an Isser Lav that's Chal when you give the Yavama a get, how could the Mimer subsequent to the get take effect? Why should it require then another get to dissolve the Mimer, according to Rabbi Akiva? So Ravashi, get Yavama midrabanav across Machta B'Yalma. Because you're signing me a Pasuk, but the Pasuk's only in a Smachta. When does Rabbi Akiva rather say, Ein Kedushin Tofsim B'Chayv Elavin? Ain't Kedushin Tofsim B'Chayv Elavin when it's an Isser Daraisa. But when it's an Isser Darabanan, the Kedushin is Tofes. That's why if you do a Chalitza, which causes the Isser Daraisa of Kivan Shalabana Shubla Yibana to take effect, then the Mimer after Chalitza is worthless. But if you do the Mimer after you give a get, because the get only causes a Darabanan Isser to take effect, the Mimer is going to be effective after that. Tani Nami Achi, we learned similarly, Amar Rebbe, Ein Advarim Alalu Amurim, Ella Ladivri Rabbi Kiva, Shu Osa Chalutza Ke'erva. These words were only, according to Rabbi Kiva, who makes a Chalutza like an Erva. Ava Chachamim Omer Yeshach HaChalitza Klum, but the Chachamim say that there are things that could take effect after Chalitza, Vani Omer, and I say like this, Ema Saibiz Mansha Kitcher L'Sham Ishas. When does the Mimer take effect? It's only when he's mekadesh the woman l'shum ishas. Aval kitcha l'shum yavmos. But if you're mekadesh l'shum yavmos, then inachar chalitza klum. Then there's nothing that can happen after the chalitza. Why? Because if you're mekadesh l'shum yavmos, what that means is that you're trying to capitalize on the zika. But the zika was dissolved already by the chalitza. So if the zika was dissolved by the chalitza, you can't have a kedushin l'shum yavmos. However, you can have a kedushin, but you can have a kedushin l'shem ishos after you do the chalitza. So the Rishonim just deal with, Sarashi just deals with here. What did we say? We said that if you give a get and then you do the mimer, then you have to give her a get, and she still requires chalitza to break the zika. So Rashi says, why did you have to give her a get? I thought that you're allowed to take back, let's say you're married to a woman and you divorce her. So the halacha is that you're allowed to take her back in Kedushin a second time unless she gets married to somebody in the interim. So this woman didn't get married to anybody in the interim, so why does he necessarily have to divorce her? So Rashi explains, Rashi explains that here, nevertheless, it's usur for him to take back his yavama after giving her a get, again, because of the isra of kivan shalabana, because of kivan shalabana shuvla yibana. Satan yidach, so says the Gemara Vayter, hacholitz liyivimto, if a person does chalitza of a chazar v'kitcha, and then he's mekadesh, Rabbi Yomer, im kitcha l'shem ishas, if he's mekadesh l'shem ishas, tzrichem en a get, then she requires a get. L'shem yavmas, but if it's l'shem yavmas, then ain't tzrichem en a get, then she doesn't require a get, because again, whatever zika there was extinguished with the chalitza. V'chachamim omrim, bein shekitcha l'shem ishas, bein shekitcha l'shem yavmas, tzrichem en a get. Whether he's mekadesh l'shem ishas, or l'shem yavmas, she requires a get from him. So Amar Rav Yosef, my time at the Rebbe, what's the reason for Rebbe? Also, because they made it ka'oder benichsei ager, like oder benichsei ager. Uchsovar shalohein delokani. So what's the case of oder benichsei ager? So again, a ger doesn't have any yarshim, but so Rashi says, chofer, a person who digs in the nechasim of a ger, uksavar shalohain, and he thinks that they're his own nechasim. Shaya karka ger samach lakarko, because the field of the get was adjacent to his field, umesa ger, and the ger had died, vein lo yarshim, the get doesn't have any yarshim. So how are you kone the nechasim of a get? You have to be machzik in them, you have to make a chazaka. Va machzik ben nechasav kana, and a person who's machzik in the nechasim of the get is kone, of the ger rather, is kone those nechasim. And this guy is digging in the karka of the ger, and he thinks that it's his own karka. He doesn't have kavana to be machzik. He's not kone. That this guy, what's the reason that if he's mekadesh or l'shem yavmas, he doesn't have to give her a get? Because this guy thinks that the kedusha yavmin is tofes. This guy never had in mind to be kone l'shem ishas, and since he didn't have in mind to be kone l'shem ishas, and he can't be kone l'shem yavmas because the zika was already extinguished, that's why he won't require a get in that circumstance. Are the cases really analogous? Hasam lo kamikavin lemikni over there by Oder Menichse Agar, he thought they were his own nechasim, so he didn't have kavana to be kona at all. Over here, he does have kavana to be koner. The question is, does he have kavana to be koner l'shem kedushin or l'shem yibum? If anything, this is like a case where you're oder, where you're machzik in the nechasim of ger A, and you think that you're being machzik in the nechasim of ger B. So in other words, you do have intent to do some sort of acquisition, and in that case, you are kone. Elam Rabbi Yaakov b'mayaskinen kagon to Amar lo askachli b'maymar yavmin. That over here, why isn't it effective? Because you're saying not b'kedushas yavmin, but b'maymar yavmin. That he wants to be mekadesher. That he wants to be mekadesher b'maymar yavmin. In other words, he doesn't use a usual formulation of kedushin. So Rebbe Savar Maimer ilave zika karami, that the Maimer comes to take effect on the zika. Fasoy chalitza afakte lezika. And the chalitza already came and dissolved the zika, therefore the maimer cannot take effect on the zika. Rabbanan savri ha'lechudekai v'lechudekai, that each one takes effect independently, and therefore the maimer could still take effect even if the zika is broken. So we're sort of in the middle of a discussion here, but we'll pick up, God willing, from this place tomorrow and continue our discussion.